Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
This is Opening Day with WTMJ.
Having a blast at American Family Field. We got one final great guest to give you, Greg Matzik. It's inside American Family Field. Take it away, Greg.
Yeah, here with Sean Marefka, Senior Director of Retail and other great things here at American Family Field with the Milwaukee Brewers. Sean, happy opening day.
Happy opening day to you.
I know it's a whirlwind and there's a lot of new stuff in the world of retail, but hard to not talk and notice all the Uke stuff that I've been seeing. Fans already coming in with Uke hoodies on, and Mark Attanasio, principal owner, was wearing a Uke-labeled Brewers shirt as well. So that's got to be a hot item today and throughout the course of the season, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's spring training. We launched the patch that the players will be wearing on the field today. We are offering that patch in the store with any jersey that you have or a replica jersey that you purchase in the store. We'll be able to apply that on there. But the product that we have in the store that we launched last Monday has been flying off the shelf. Mm. We worked with a company in Milwaukee called Brew City. We collaborated with the family to get an honorable collection to honor Uke. And it's been well received by our fans, and proceeds will go to Bob's charities.
That is amazing, right? Mm-hmm. So it truly is a collaborative effort, right? There's an opportunity. People want to remember Uke in their own way too, right? You're talking about fans, but you want to do it tastefully. You want to do it the right way. So collaborating with the family is important.
The merchandise it doesn't have any Brewers marks on it. It'll be in our team colors, and we wanted to do that because we wanted it to be all about Bob, right? We didn't want to make it about the Brewers. We wanted to be about him and what he has done for our community, what he's done for myself. I remember a story I said this morning was I remember sitting in County Stadium as a kid and listening to him on a radio while watching his Brewers baseball. Mm. So he's been a big part of my life, big part of our organizations, and what a way to honor him.
Yeah, and really throughout the ballpark, as I'm sure you've noticed, just sort of walking around, you can't go too far without some sort of remembrance and celebration of you.
Yeah, we're doing a lot for him this year. The pin that you're wearing and that all of our staff is wearing is to honor that. There's a celebration of life. I know that that's a private event for families. But we're also going to do something later on this summer to honor him and to give back to what he has done for us.
Did you have a chance to watch the video tribute yet in a private setting?
I have not. I mean, we're all getting everything set up. We got a new location that we remodeled. It's home plate that we've been working hard on. And then with this Uke thing to try to launch it in a short time frame, I can't wait to get done with today and kind of take it all in.
Yeah, it's chilling. It's really well done and written by Brian Anderson. I also noticed walking toward the press box some interesting 414 labeled stuff. What's behind that?
So what we're starting to notice is a trend. We did some pop-up shops last year with we did a vintage shop. And we wanted to bring back something that just, again, it doesn't have our marks on it, but we're celebrating 414 Day. And it's all the product is labeled 414 and in our team colors. So we're starting to see a trend of fans that want to put on a Brewers hat and want to represent our colors, but not wear our logo as much. So we wanted to bring back different vendors, different opportunities for people that just want to come and spend and have something that remembers Milwaukee.
Well, the Pro Shop is always top-notch here at American Family Field. It's always open, and especially today, you want to get in there and get yourself some team-related or Uke-related merchandise. Sean, congratulations on getting here through today. Stay hydrated.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to you throughout the year, I'm sure.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Marefka joining us here in the dugout. Steve, getting pretty much set here for first pitch. They're lining up the batter's box right now. They're getting everything set up in terms of the baselines. They are spray-painting the bases, all the things you got to do, dragging the infield. Batting practice is done. First pitch is coming up in a little over a half hour.
All right, Greg Matzik, it's been an absolute joy to work this couple hours with you. You're the best. That's why I always enjoy our teamwork. And this has been a tough day for people because obviously we're going to all be remembering Bob Uecker today. I know that the team and the players and the organization are doing everything possible to make it so awesome. I am looking forward to today's game. I'm going to actually get my credential and step inside and say hi to some folks. Enjoy the game. I'm glad that we could present this couple hours talking about baseball. Greg, Steve Scafidi, live from American Family Field. News is next on 620 WTMJ.